back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. Cause now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. This champagne shore washing over me. It's a sweet, sweet life, living by the salty sea. One day you could be as lost as me. Change your geography.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Ukraine will receive a new round of defense weapons to protect against escalating Russian attacks. President Trump, with NATO Secretary General at the White House, announcing the arms deal. The president says he's not happy with Russia's deadly attacks and says Russia faces steep tariffs if a peace deal is not reached within 50 days.
It's got to stop. It's got to stop. But the purpose of this is to say that this is a very big deal we've made. This is billions of dollars worth of military equipment is going to be purchased from the United States, going to NATO, etc. And that's going to be quickly distributed to the battlefield.
President Trump also said he's open to discuss a trade deal with Europe. It follows the president's threat to levy European goods by 30%. Around two dozen states' attorneys general have joined North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Kentucky in suing the Trump administration's Education Department and OMB for withholding $6 billion in federal funding for education programs. This is ABC News. There are more than 100 fires burning across 14 states. 36 of them are uncontained, and two are burning near the Grand Canyon. Both the Sage Fire and Dragon Bravo fires started by lightning. There are growing questions over how the federal government handled one of those blazes near the Grand Canyon.
Arizona's governor is calling for an investigation into why the National Park Service decided to treat the Dragon Bravo fire as a controlled burn, allowing it to burn after it started on the 4th of July, despite it being the hottest, driest period of the year in the area. In recent days, a fire exploding out of control, taking up to 80 buildings, including the historic Grand Canyon Lodge, a gas station, and a visitor's center. Staff and residents in the area are evacuated. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A social media account for a popular Sesame Street character, Elmo, went on a racist and anti-Semitic rant this weekend. That account, Sesame Workshop says, was apparently hacked, and those posts have been taken down. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure. Dewy skin.
Terrific. Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket? But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow.
With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayler. Wisconsin Congressman Brian Stiles says there are plenty of chances for people on Medicaid to find work. Speaking to WISN's Upfront, the Janesville Republican says he sees plenty of open positions in his district.
As you drive around communities here in southeast Wisconsin, I think we see plenty of help wanted signs. Again, it's about getting people back into the workforce and then into good and better paying jobs.
Around 60,000 Wisconsinites currently receiving Medicaid and Badger Care will now have to find work to keep those benefits under the recently passed Republican tax cut and spending bills. Trial starts today in a cold case homicide in Waupaca County.
54-year-old Tony Haas was arrested in 2022 for the 1992 murders of Tana Togstad and Timothy Mumbrew. They were found stabbed to death in a farmhouse in Royalton. Police say Haas was initially identified by a DNA test and allegedly confessed to the stabbings after his arrest. Prosecutors allege Haas admitted to killing Togstad and Mumbrew in retaliation for his own father's death in a snowmobile crash in the 1970s. Jury selection is set for Monday morning in Waupaca County. The trial is scheduled to take 6 weeks. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Governor Tony Evers says it'll still be a couple weeks before he announces whether he'll run for re-election. During a stop in Seymour on Thursday, the two-term Democratic governor says he's still making personal considerations.
I've been doing this for 30-some years, and I've run for office, counting state superintendent. That's 1, 2, 3 times, 3 4-year terms there, 2 here, that's 5. That's a lot of time.
Evers had previously said he'd decide on running for re-election after the state budget was finalized. Primary election is still 13 months away, but two Republicans, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and Milwaukee area businessman Bill Berrien, are already running. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Bright and hazy today, with mostly sunny skies and wildfire smoke, and winds barely moving. High temperatures today will strike the upper 80s. But with the increased humidity, it's going to be feeling more like the low 90s. Stay cool and keep hydrated. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovia, Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Not need it. While some areas of the Midwest are developing a pattern of missing out on rains, we will get the weather outlook. We've got a report on the used machinery market, and we'll talk about other stuff.
Live from the on-ramp to the Ag Formation Super Mega Highway via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning we'll begin with Greg Peterson, that's Machinery Pete. Then it's Tanner Bamer from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And directly following the news, Brett Waltz from BAMWX, I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. What's your story over there, Chip Flurry? You okay? You good?
I don't know.
You ready?
Yeah, evidently I did not do enough vocal prep early this morning.
Sure.
You think that's what it is?
It might be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you eating tiramisu, maybe? It had the cocoa powder on top, and you inhaled a little bit? No? No tiramisu?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's probably the other thing, then.
No.
I'm just glad the drummer didn't wait for the cue, because they can be really... that's not the cue. Not playing until I hear the cue. Those drummers
it's
can
early
be really...
for a drummer, too. Yep. You don't see them this time of day often.
Welcome. Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. And I feel like I've got that under control now. Sorry about that.
No,
here
you're
we
fine.
Go. Here we go. All good. All good. Davis, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing really good. I had a great weekend. Lots of rest. There was some smoke from the barbecue involved in the, in creating the restful mood and atmosphere. Very well fed. I'm coming to you today. How about you, buddy?
Really good. Really good. Yeah. Had some friends, some fun with friends again over the weekend. And, the end of the county fair season for the grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's still county fairs that they could go to. We can't rule that possibility out because they got bit by their own county fair and are looking for more and more experiences now all the time.
Yeah. See, you don't want to soak up all the trophies. You got to give some of the other kids a chance too.
Oh, yeah.
Chip. You know, that Flurry mojo, sure. It runs deep.
Right. Absolutely. All right. Let's go ahead and jump into the news. First, Greg Peterson's coming up. Tanner Bamer from NCBA. We're going to talk about some of the cattle issues there. So looking forward to that. And, of course, Brett is coming up with weather outlook here in just a couple of minutes after the news.
You bet. I'll give you the National Weather Service weather outlook. Slow-moving showers and thunderstorms may result in flash floodings for portions of the Mid-Atlantic region today into tonight. Meanwhile, excessive heat will continue to build across the West through Tuesday. Heat advisories and extreme heat warnings are in effect. Fire weather concerns continue for the interior northwest with dry and breezy conditions watching the tropics across the southeast. Corn, soybeans, and wheat rebounded from earlier weakness to post corrective gains early this morning. The U.S. dollar index was trading just below unchanged. Front month crude oil futures were around 85 cents higher just ahead of the open. I'm flipping over to my markets page here. I mean,
yeah,
can it be?
We've got now.
There's some plus signs in there, eh?
Yeah, and crude has turned to the downside. So
yes, it has.
There's a little bit of movement happening in these markets here this morning. I'm not exactly sure what's going on. We'll talk to Brian at the bottom of the hour.
Yeah. Well, we covered this, but in Friday's WASDE report, USDA pegged 25-26 corn and wheat ending stocks lower month over month and lower than the average trade expectation, while soybean ending stocks were increased month on month more than the average expectation. It's an important week in Congress, Chip, as messaging wars over the new One Big Beautiful Bill Act are just beginning, with Democrats already attacking Republicans for social program cuts, especially to Medicaid ahead of the 2026 midterms. A new government funding deadline for fiscal year 2026 is less than 3 months away. Dandy! And partisan gridlock continues, Chip.
You know, we're going to talk to Tanner about some of the things in the One Big Beautiful Bill on the tax side of things and how it might benefit farmers. But these social program cuts, they're not cuts. It's just a slowdown in the increase in spending on these programs. And people need to understand that, you know, we've still got a spending problem in this country.
Well, President Trump sent letters to Mexico and the European Union threatening 30% tariffs on imports effective August 1, with higher levels threatened if negotiations on comprehensive trade deals remain stalled. The tariffs on Mexico are linked to concerns over fentanyl and border security, while the EU tariffs are justified by the administration. As a response to the persistent U.S. trade deficit with the bloc, the EU and Mexico together account for one-third of total U.S. goods imports. We're going to start hearing news, I'm hoping here, Chip. I've got a couple of more here on the tariff negotiations, but this is all ongoing. President Trump said late last week, Canada will face higher duties for some products beginning next month after the Canadian government's decision to retaliate against U.S. duties applied earlier this year. He also took the opportunity to reiterate his call for greater market access for U.S. dairy producers. And finally, Taiwan's government says trade negotiations with the U.S. have entered a crucial moment, with both sides aiming to finalize the tariff agreement before August 1. Meanwhile, South Korea reportedly eager to strike a deal with the U.S., according to Trump, highlighting ongoing negotiations in the broader context of his administration's tariff policies.
Okay, think about it. There are existing trade deals already with Canada, with Mexico, with South Korea, with Japan, and at the same time, we're reopening and reevaluating some of these trade deals. Those could be short conversations because there is an overriding trade deal already in place on a lot of these. All right. Davis, thank you so much.
You bet.
Let's bring in Brett Waltz, BAMWX.com. Good morning, Brett. How are you, man?
Hey, good morning, Chip. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing okay. Man, more rains down there just outside of San Antonio this morning.
Yeah, you know, I was just looking over the past couple of days. They've had another 3 to 5 inches in that area and very heavy rain ongoing right now. That's just west of where the most catastrophic of the flooding happened there in Hill Country, Texas, and looking to be a lot of flash flood warnings there. So continued issues throughout the day today.
Yeah. All right. What about up in the Midwest? What are we expecting? Is there any severe weather on the horizon?
Yeah, we need to watch out tomorrow, especially across parts of South Dakota, Nebraska, maybe into parts of northwest Iowa as well. There's a cluster of storms that will dive down along a cold front, bringing a damaging wind and a hail threat. That cold front will cool temperatures down at least for a little bit as well up there.
All right. Is there a pattern change coming? Because right now we're looking at pretty doggone good corn pollination weather.
Yeah, you know, I think for some of the biggest areas, all things considered, it continues to be pretty active ahead. I think that's one thing that doesn't really go away for the primary production regions. But I do think that late July can start to get hot again. And parts of the Ohio Valley, parts of Indiana, parts of Ohio, maybe even parts of Kansas have gotten a little bit dry. So with more heat ahead, I do think there can be more localized problems, but at least right now, not looking to be widespread.
Yeah, some of the guys in central Illinois and Indiana are starting to raise their hand and saying, yeah, we could use one.
For sure, and they definitely could. I think there will be opportunities the next 7 to 10 days.
Okay. All right. Very good, Brett. As always, thank you so much for the update, buddy.
Yep, thanks for having me.
All right, Brett Waltz, BAMWX.com. Obviously, go to BAMWX.com and see what the guys there at BAM have got to offer. All right, coming up next, we've got a report from Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. He's back out on the road. We'll still get his insights next here on AgriTalk.
If you're looking for promises to overcome yield-threatening challenges, you might go with Big Seed. But if you're looking for real results, go local with Champion Seed. We know that what yields in one field may not be the right seed for the field across the road. That's why we test hundreds of traits and genetics every year to handpick a seed lineup that will perform. And we use local data to dial in on what grows best in your ground. Every field deserves its champion. Find yours at plantchampion.com.
As we step into the heart of the U.S. growing season, brace yourself. This is traditionally the grain market's most volatile stretch. Recent months have already brought dramatic price swings, and more turbulence could be likely. Having a trusted advisor by your side can make all the difference when navigating this volatile landscape and spotting profitable opportunities in the chaos. Markets move fast. Preparation is key. Opportunity favors the informed. Let's make the most of this season together. Head to agmarket.net or call 844-4-AG-MRKT. There's risk of loss in trading futures under options.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
Maximize your equipment potential with the ultimate upgrade from Titan and Goodyear Farm Tires. Titan's LSW technology is a simple bolt-on solution that provides track-like performance in a super single tire without the headache of track systems. American-made LSW tires improve fuel economy, traction in the field, all while reducing soil compaction and power hop. Visit Titan-intl.com to chat with real tire experts about how Titan and Goodyear Farm Tires are your ultimate upgrade for your best performance in the field.
You said
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731. Copyright 2019. All rights reserved.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Learn from the experts at Yield Academy in Rochester, Minnesota on August 21st. Use promo code AgriTalk for a 50% discount. Go to FarmJournalYieldAcademy.com.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Greg Peterson is one of the guys that will be at that Yield Academy August 21 up in Rochester. And speaking of Greg, we've got this report from the road.
Hey folks, Machinery Pete here. Sorry I can't be live on the radio with you this morning again on AgriTalk here. I'm out on the road. I'm actually be at an auction here while this is airing. I'm recording this Just before heading out to the auction today in Mandan, North Dakota, sale for Burger Cattle Company and the Freddie Burger Estate Auction by Ulmer Auction. Freddie's equipment, wow, it's just amazing. A huge line of equipment. So we'll talk more about this sale in a moment. I will like to start with a Machinery Pete pick of the week for you. And we'll go just a couple days ago back to Saturday out in the state of Ohio. My friends at Kiko Auctioneers had a small sale. It was the an estate sale. I think it was for James D. Bowersock, Farm Estate Auction. I apologize if I'm not enunciating James' name correctly, but I think he had like 46, 47 acres and some beautiful equipment with low use on it. A pair of tractors really caught my eye. And pick of the week, let's go, the 23 model John Deere 6120M. Only 65 hours on it, so obviously like new, with a 600R Deere loader. So for $122,500, and yeah, that's the highest auction price I've ever seen on a John Deere 6120M. We expected it to be right up there, given those hours, like new condition, 2 years old. The previous high, for context, was $120,000 at auction with a loader. Also on that auction was a 23-model John Deere 6140M with no loader. We often see that model sold with a loader at auction, but this one had no loader. Only had 252 hours. That came in at $112,500. That's the second highest auction price ever on a John Deere 6140M sold without a loader. So again, Kiko Auctioneers, they always do a fantastic job with their sales. More example here this past Saturday. Just a couple other highlights from that particular sale. They had a Caterpillar 305 ECR mini excavator. Pretty hot rigs there the last number of years. This one had $1,400 and brought $41,000. Did have a Cat skid steer, Caterpillar 242B3, 1,632 hours, came in at $25,750. And then a nice disc bind, a John Deere 630, I think it was 9 foot, 9 inch cut. That brought $17,250. So again, that was Saturday in Rogers, Ohio. Let's now talk about the sale today in Mandan. And by the way, while you're listening to the show here, folks, the sale was just kicking off. Starts at 10, and auctioneer Brent Ulmer, we filmed a preview with him yesterday. I think Brent said they suspect they'll be selling till 8 or 9 tonight. So just one truck. This sale is, it literally has something for everybody. All kinds of payloaders, hay equipment. You can probably hear the little clicks in the background. I think that's the online bidding from UlmerOnlineAuctions.com that I've got open on my computer as I'm recording this. But again, check out their website, UlmerOnlineAuctions.com, and dive in here, folks. Just a couple highlights. A number of feed trucks, including a 23 Peterbilt 537 with a Sioux Automation 20-foot 4,600 feed box. That thing's only got 2,738 miles. And yesterday when we were doing the YouTube preview video, Brent Ulmer, we paused at that feed truck, and he was just telling me about it. Amazing. A number of wheel loaders, a couple low use, hardly used at all. A pair of 22-mile Hyundai HL930AXTs. I think Freddie might have been involved over the years with the Hyundai dealership out this way, Mandan, North Dakota, Bismarck area. Just beautiful rigs there. A number of other wheel loaders, Caterpillars. I think a case, 10 Bobcat skid steers. And what's really interesting, as Brent was telling me yesterday, the variety of this, of the models and the sizes and the hours on those Bobcats. And the same, they have over 10 utility vehicle side-by-sides all lined up in a row. I was teasing Brent. I was like, I don't think I've ever seen a farm auction with 10, 12 UTVs like that. But again, if you're looking, they got some for you for sale today, UlmerOnlineAuctions.com. I think a lot of people knew Freddie Burger from Mandan, North Dakota. I think he's in the Hall of Fame for bull riding rodeo, I think, and also just buying and selling livestock all over the U.S. And Freddie was known for just being very personable and, you know, helping people right and left. So again, the sale today, fun to be here. I'll capture video and post on our Machine Repeat YouTube channel, so keep an eye out for that. Tractors, the one I'm really watching is the 22 model Deutz Fair 6140 with a loader. I think on the sale bill, it only had 293 hours. And a number of other good loader tractors. And as Brent Ulmer was pointing out to me yesterday, a lot of the loaders haven't really been used. So, you know, very unique opportunity here, feed wagons. And getting back to that hay equipment, boy, I think there's a Krohn rake that's not been used. Also a Rouse wheel rake, I think hardly used at all. Just some outstanding equipment, a 24 model Massey WR-235 Swather with a 9316D head. And then how about a 22 model Vermeer ZR5 1200 self-propelled baler? Fun to get up close to one of these at auction. If you go to machinerypete.com and the auction results, we have seen a few, and it'll be interesting to see how this one sells today. I think it has 11,317 bales through it. Really sharp rig, though. And sitting right next to it in the auction line this morning, in fact, when you're listening to this, it'll probably be coming up pretty quick. So again, hop over to ulmeronlineauctions.com. You can maybe still bid if you want to watch it, but there's a Vermeer 605N round baler, super, super condition. So again, we're going to have a lot of fun at the auction today. And shout out to Brent Ulmer and Ulmer Auctions, really an auction company on the way up. They are growing like crazy. Brent was telling me they used to have three consignments or online consignment sales a year. Now they're up to five. The next one's coming in August, and then they'll have another one end of the year. But check it out, ulmeronlineauctions.com, or just Google Ulmer Auctions. I was telling Brent, Machine Repeat's a big fan of what they do on social media. They interject fun into it. So should be a great sale today. Just want to wrap up talking a little bit. As I was prepping this to record, my sister, I have an older sister and two younger brothers. My sister Christy texted me from a car driving home from Montana back to Minnesota where we live. And she was with some college friends. They were out at a ranch, and just having a great time. Now, one of her college friends on the ranch there has two tractors for sale, a John Deere G and a John Deere 70. So a couple antique Deere tractors. And I supposed whatever, they knew a little bit about Machine Repeat, and my sister's friend Cindy was asking, hey, how do we go about selling these things? And my sister texted me and said, hey, bro, I need some advice. So my advice was go to machinerypete.com, and if there's a link there that says sell mine, you click it, you can type in anything for sale, costs $50 per item. And then you can upload up to 12 pics. So my advice was upload as many pictures as you can. But then my advice to my sister was, hey, sis, tell Cindy, she and her husband, when they get a chance, shoot a little cell phone video, super simple. Get that item you're selling behind you so you can see it all in the shot. And then just talk to me into the phone. Super low key. Just say, hey, Pete. That's the whole key on this thing. Go, hey, Pete. We got this John Deere 70 and this John Deere G we're looking to sell. And then just talk a little bit about it, how long you've owned it, how you used it, its history. And then I told my sister, tell Cindy, text that to you. You get it to me. And then I can go out to social media and we can kind of personalize what Cindy and her husband are selling, this John Deere G and John Deere 70. So any listeners out there, we thank you for listing your equipment with us at machinerypete.com. We've got tons of items. If you go to machinerypete.com, click on for sale by owner, then you'll see what everyone has listed. But when you list it, if you think of it, do what I just said. Shoot that little cell phone video. Talk to me into the phone. Don't worry, it's Zane Hollywood. It's just you and me in a coffee shop. Hey, Pete, that's the whole thing. I'm selling my whatever, John Deere 4020, IH1066. And then on machinerypete.com, at the bottom of our website, there's a little email link. Just drop a note and say, hey, I listed my item for sale. I got a little video I want to send to Greg. They'll tell you how to do it, and then we can personalize what you're selling. And our auction price data has shown over the years very clearly that when you personalize what you are selling, whether it's private like this, for sale by owner, or at auction, or frankly through a dealer, it sells for more money. It attracts more potential buyers. So that's my report from the road. Again, watch for the video from the Ulmer auction today in Mandan, North Dakota. I'll have that out on Machine Repeat, our YouTube and Facebook, all that good stuff. Hope you guys all have a great week.
Yeah, I just went to the YouTube of the auction that's happening up there right now, and it is going. So the lineup of skid steers. You know what that did to me. I was just like, come on. There ought to be. I doubt it. All right, coming up next, we are going to talk about what is new for cattlemen. We've got the border situation. We've got the one big beautiful bill. We'll cover it next with Tanner Bamer from NCBA.
Minnesota cattleman and world champion steer wrestler J.D. Struxness talks about the benefits of using Purple Wave Auction.
You know, I love visiting with them. They do a fantastic job. They know their machinery. And, man, if you're in the market to buy anything, they are the easiest way and the most helpful people to get you what you need. It's as easy as the click of a mouse to get on there and buy something.
Anything and everything you need for your farming or ranching operation, all at super affordable auction pricing. Visit purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Feed costs can add up fast. At Alcivia, they help you lock in pricing on key commodities through forward contracts. They source directly, run their own trucks, and move product efficiently through the Fall River facility. The result? Competitive pricing and reliable supply. Protect your margins, reduce risk, and plan ahead. Visit Alcivia.com or call Alcivia today at 608-819-4401, 608-819-4401 to talk strategy.
Double-digit losses in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, August milk down 28 to 1748, September down 17 to 1823, October down 12 to 1866, November down 16 at 1854. Triple-digit losses in the live and feeder cattle complex as the trade walks back some of the recent positions it has occurred. Traders aren't as bullish to start the week. Lower box beef prices also helping to pressure the market. Hog markets, meanwhile, also moving mostly lower on that same skepticism from traders that the cattle complex has. It's not as dramatic, however, due to higher midday pork cutout values. August live cattle down 270 to 219.50. August feeder cattle down 547 to 319.85. July hogs down 2 cents to 106.70. Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets are higher while soybeans and wheat are lower. Corn higher due to oversold conditions that's led to some buying interest creeping back into the market and short covering, while soybeans and wheat moving mostly lower. Again, the positive weather for not only crop development, but also the wheat harvest helping to pressure corn and beans today. New crop corn up 2.25 to 414.5. New crop beans down 1.5 to 10.05¾. July wheat down 6¾.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. The best talkers in ag, including you. Join the conversation on AgriTalk. Call us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us on this Monday morning. Joining us right now, Tanner Bamer, Executive Director of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Tanner, it is good to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm doing well, Champ. I'm hoping you're doing well, too.
You bet we are. You bet. Hey, the border issue is something that has become more and more difficult to keep track of, exactly what is going on. We thought we had this plan in place that was going to be a slow, very methodical reopening of the border, and that got scrapped last week when we found out that the New World screwworm has it. I haven't used this term yet, but I'm going to go ahead and use it. Has gotten dangerously close to the U.S. border, hasn't it?
It has, you know, and I think that you're right, Chip. The Secretary, Brooke Rollins, has done a really good job, in our view, of responding to changing conditions on the ground, which in a pest situation is really the name of the game. You know, she obviously had been listening to concerns from cattle producers, particularly feeders in Texas and New Mexico, about the need to keep those bunk spaces full, especially at a time when we are at low cattle inventories. And a lot of those cattle come from south of the Mexican border. At the same time, we need to make sure that we are protecting the domestic herd against the threats posed to us by New World screwworm, which has been on a northward march since about late 2023. And so we were pleased to see her announce her decision to strategically and methodically reopen the border. We were also equally as pleased to see her shut down the border again in response to some new screwworm detections north of those barrier zones in the northern Mexican state of Veracruz. A lot of this is a very fluid situation, as you know, Chip, and trying to find that balancing beam between the needs of folks who need to import cattle from Mexico, as well as the need to protect the domestic cattle herd, is something that we are very pleased to see her watching. We are very active in those discussions and monitoring the situation on the ground, along with officials at APHIS. And we are very pleased that this is such a fluid situation that allows her maximum flexibility to negotiate with her counterpart, Mexican side.
Yeah, yeah. Tanner, I like to channel surf a bit in the morning, and as I was doing so this morning, I came across on Fox Business, Varney and Company. They were talking about New World screwworm and the closure of the border. Talk to a consumer out there right now, Tanner. What do they need to know about the situation, the status of the New World screwworm?
First and foremost, I think the consumer needs to know that beef is still a very safe and secure food source. We do not currently have New World screwworm in the United States. It's also important for them to understand that this is not a viral or bacterial disease. This is a insect pest that in its larval stage can cause pretty significant damage to animals, whether they be domesticated livestock, wildlife, or pets. And that is, I think, something that's very useful in noting, because the tools that we use to control and eradicate insect pests look very different from those that we use to treat zoonotic animal diseases. So first and foremost, it's still a secure beef supply chain, and we are working very actively, as is Secretary Rollins and her team at the Department of Agriculture, to ensure that this pest does not arrive in the United States. There are some tools that we use in order to do that. The most effective use to get rid of the screwworm is the same method that we employed to eradicate screwworm back in the 60s, and that's called the sterile insect technique. Right now, the only New World screwworm sterile insect production facility is located in Panama, because it made sense for it to be located there when screwworm had been eradicated to South America. But since that barrier was breached in late 2023, and the screwworm has started marching farther north, we have reevaluated that situation, and that's why you saw Secretary Rollins announce that they would be building a fly dispersal facility and soon to be constructed a sterile insect production facility at Moore Air Field Base in Texas. And that's another really important thing to know, that we're actively working to keep the health of the animals at the forefront of our decision-making, knowing full well that there are market and import considerations to be made in this process as well.
Yeah. Yep. When will that facility be producing sterile flies?
So it's going to begin as a dispersal facility, which is essentially a way for the Cora plant in Panama to continue producing those larvae. And then they can launch from Moore Air Field Base. And we expect that to be up and running very soon. I'm not sure on the specifics on that right now, but it will take probably close to a couple of years to get a full scale production facility up and off the ground. But that is something that the secretary is looking at pretty much on a daily basis and assessing to make sure that we are properly allocating resources where they are most needed. And right now, that is deployment of sterile insects at the barrier zone that they've established close to the Isthmus of Tehuantepec in Mexico.
Okay. All right. Tanner, how in the world do you keep up with the changing tariff issues and levels that are coming from the Trump administration? And I'm, you know, people think that I'm joking and making light of it, but I have no idea how anybody can keep track of what the current situation is.
Well, Chip, much like you, our Twitter page has a refresh button on the top, and that's by and large how we keep track of it. And I say that a little tongue-in-cheek, you know, Kent Backus on our team, who leads up our trade efforts, is very much in the know and in conversations directly with the embassies of these countries, as well as the U.S. Trade Representative and foreign ag officials over at the Department of Agriculture. But I will say, you know, this president is on a mission. He saw in the first administration how use of the tariff could result in negotiating better deals for U.S. agriculture, U.S. manufacturing, and the U.S. worker. And he is on a mission to do that right now. I think the goalposts can change from time to time based on new information, but by and large, that's what he's trying to do. I think over the course of late last week and into the weekend, we were trying to suss out the extension of the reciprocal tariff deadline, which we had expected to go into effect on July 9th. Now that is extended to August 1st. But of course, that also came with it the announcement of some additional tariffs on key trading partners like Japan, yep, South Korea, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, the European Union. A lot of this has done, I think, what the president wanted it to do. All of those countries, in addition to, I think, upwards of 25 additional countries, are actively in conversations with the White House on how they can look at those trade deals. I mean, I don't think we anticipated as fast of progress as we saw on negotiating a trade deal with the United Kingdom that allowed for the export of beef from the United States into the UK. That is a huge, huge victory that the president was able to negotiate just a couple months ago.
Yeah. Brazil, it's been mentioned because President Trump doesn't like the way the former Brazilian President Bolsonaro is being treated. Brazil is being mentioned because it's the B in BRICS. And we're looking at a 50% tariff on imports from Brazil right now. Tanner, that caught the attention of a lot of cattlemen out there because we're importing trim.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that there are a lot of places that we source trim from. Brazil is certainly a big player in that. And a lot of that has to do with the tariff rate quota that they trade under. We do not have a specific trade agreement that covers importation of fresh beef from Brazil. And so they use the other country quota until that gets maxed out. And what we have seen in the past several years is that other country quota has been close to maxed out by about mid-January every single year. The vast majority of that product that comes in is from Brazil. And they've been able to bring a lot of that trim in through use of cold storage, both on this side of the border and on theirs. However, I will say a 50% tariff is a pretty significant source of that. And I think that you will see some of these packers, as they look for sources of trim, go to some other markets as a result of that. But I also think that, you know, again, to your point, Chip, the situation changes on pretty much a daily basis. We could see some relaxing of that tariff. I just think it's a little too early to know what's the situation in Brazil is going to unfold over the coming weeks.
Okay. All right. It's only been a week since they completed the reconciliation bill. It seems like it's longer ago than that. But what are the big wins for agriculture in there? And what does NCBA wish was in that bill that isn't?
Well, aside from it being hotter than a pistol in Washington, D.C., it is one big, beautiful day. I can tell you that right now. I'll answer your last question first. What did NCBA think should be in that bill that wasn't? Goose egg, zero, nothing, nada.
Wow.
You know, the president is a very loquacious individual, and one big beautiful bill is not a title that we're used to seeing in the House of Representatives or the U.S. Senate. But I can tell you that is exactly what it is from our perspective. The immense wins that we were able to secure, not just for cattle producers, but all of agriculture in the tax space alone, are significant. The death tax has been permanently extended. The exemption limit has been permanently extended up to $15 million for an individual and $30 million for a married couple filing jointly. That is a massive, massive victory over where we were, even from the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. We are not done yet. We're still trying to advocate for a full repeal of the death tax. But in the meantime, up to a $30 million exemption is a huge, huge, huge relief for cattle producers. And we preserve several key provisions as well. Section 199A, 179, 1071 like-kind exchanges, the stepped-up in basis was preserved, a lot of key wins in the tax provision. And then if you go over to the ag side of the portfolio, full funding for what we call the animal health three-legged stool. That's the foot and mouth disease vaccine bank, the National Animal Health Laboratory Network, and the National Animal Disease Preparedness Program. Those are some of the backbones of NCBA's Farm Bill priorities as we look at the animal health threats that face the United States, not just New World screwworm, but we look at lumpy skin disease. Of course, we're always tracking foot and mouth disease as kind of the absolute drop dead full fire alarm issue that could come up. We are now better prepared to respond to those types of threats because of this action from the reconciliation package and the One Big Beautiful Bill. Not to mention some of the changes and tweaks that were made to livestock indemnity programs. I mean, this is really just a great win for cattle producers.
Yeah, there was a lot of issues that were handled in this bill that we thought were going to be part of a farm bill, but now they're taken care of. So we'll have to talk more about the potential for a farm bill coming up later. All right, Tanner. Tanner, thank you so much for making time for us, buddy.
Thanks, Chip. Always a pleasure.
Tanner Bamer, Executive Director, National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Davis and I will be right back.
You gotta dip your chicken strips. Hey, this is Keani.
And this is Tabitha.
And a little thing we love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips
is all the different sauces we can dip them in. I like to line up all my favorite sauces so that in every bite, I have a different flavor. Then with the tenderness of the chicken, the juiciness of it, it's all there.
And for me, I like to mix my sauces so I get a little tang and I get a little sweetness all in one bite.
That's what makes it for me. Like, that's what does it for me.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my 2 sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-885-9700. 800-885-9700. That's 800-885-9700.
Quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, LoveLost is here to help. LoveLost is a free, easy-to-use database utilizing photo matching technology to search participating shelter partners and social platforms to bring pets home. Simply upload a photo to report a lost or found pet to the largest free lost and found database, or pre-register your pet today so you're ready if the unthinkable happens. With over 100,000 reunions and counting, LoveLost unites communities through technology to make a difference. Let's unite to reunite, because every pet deserves a lifetime of love. Visit LoveLost.org and register today.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-515-1548.
That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-515-1548. That's 800-515-1548.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, helping family farms through tough times with land loan rates as low as 5.51% for well-qualified borrowers. Rates subject to credit approval and may vary. Visit fbn.com/agritalk.
I wrote this down. The Isthmus of Tehuantepec. I think he said. Isthmus of Tehuantepec. Wow. My brain is not ready for words like that.
Right, within 400 miles of the border. That's the bottom line. New world screw worm within 400 miles of the border. I think it was 360. One thing that I didn't ask Tanner about, and I had it on the list of things to ask him about on NWS, but I wouldn't suspect that he would have any special insight on this is when I started thinking about it.
Yeah.
But the timing of all of this is very important going forward now. But with NWS as close as it is, dude, I think we're looking at a while, potentially a long while, before we reopen that border. Now, I could be wrong, and they could say, listen, we've got our protocols in place. We know what it takes to detect. We've got our eye very much on the situation. We're going to go ahead and do this border reopening. Now, that could happen. But this feels different to me, Davis. This feels like it could be closed for a while. That is complete speculation on my part. I have no inside track. None. It's just complete speculation, but that's what my gut is telling me.
Well, and we Midwestern boys look forward to the first couple of good hard freezes to rid us of the flies, the mosquitoes, the bugs for another winter season. Unfortunately, from about where I'm at southward, a good hard freeze is not likely. We could stay at risk on the southern U.S. border.
Well,
year round, dude.
Yeah, that's why the investment is being made in the facility to actually produce sterile flies to introduce out into the wild pop. It's good to know that they are producing full bore at the facility down in Panama, transporting to the U.S. for distribution from there. I would imagine that they're going to be flown from the U.S. Facility down to the areas in Mexico that need them. Mm-hmm. But there may be, there may be some releases along the border as well, just to make sure that they don't sneak through.
Yeah, yeah,
Yeah.
You suppose the pilots that fly those planes drew the short straw? Like a whole plane full of flies. I don't want any part of that.
Open the window!
Let's get these out of here.
Somebody's got to open the window. That's a lot of swatting.
Awful lot. I tell you what else sounded like an awful lot. 10 skid loaders up on the block, baby. There had to have been one in there that you could have got.
Well, you know,
there had to have been one.
When this show is over, maybe I'll get on online and check that out and see exactly what's going on. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Well, and there are people out there who
dang cheap.
Well, there are people out there who accidentally spend their skid loader money on pontoon boats instead, and then they wonder, well, how am I going to get a skid loader now? I don't know. I'll think about it on the lake.
That's
exactly
right. Choices are choices.
Not a bad way to go about it. You can really get some thinking done on a pontoon boat, from what I hear.
That's right.
Brett Waltz, looking for some potential for some rain in the next few days. I don't know if we're dry here in KC, but we're going to get hot. We're expecting a little bit of rain over the next couple of days. Not a lot, but the heat's coming back, and that's I'm not looking forward to that.
Yeah, we've got some potential for showers middle of the week, Wednesday and Thursday. And I got a feeling that those showers here in northeast Iowa are going to be more of the thunderstorm variety. There were some tough conditions that blew through the end of last week. And we're going to be watching for that. Sounds like the Dakotas, Minnesota, northwest Iowa got to be watching out for the severe weather tomorrow. So
that sounds right.
It is that time of the year, guys. It can happen almost at any time. And with that low sitting up there in North Dakota right now, good grief.
Yeah.
It's got the potential to spin off some very severe storms. So
I was
aware.
I was talking to Brian Grady from Pro Farmer earlier this morning on the Pro Farmer podcast, which is a fantastic weekly review and look ahead. He's pretty happy. I think if I'm remembering right, he used the word garden in reference to how the crops look in central Iowa. It's kind of funny because when I talk to him, there's a window behind him, and usually Monday mornings, apparently that's when the crew comes out there and mows. So sometimes I'll see the mower guy going by, and that's kind of how I know. If it's too dry, you're not going to see the mower guy. I didn't see him today, but Brian claims, and you are filling us in on this as well. You all have had some pretty decent rain there. Brian even talked about maybe some ponds and things like that a little bit.
There are.
Maybe too much of a good thing at some point.
There are. You get into the pothole areas up in South Dakota, northwest Iowa. There are, and they're not insignificant spots. I mean, it's not a quarter of an acre or a third of an acre. It is, you know, 5 and 10 acres in 80-acre fields up there that have been drowned out. Yes, everybody's talking about how good it looks. There are some problems. This is the time of the year that we can finally start to identify it. Real quick text conversation with Ken Ferry this morning. He's got some tight wrapped tassels that are creating some issues. So it's not perfect out there. Maybe we'll have a conversation with Ken here before the end of the week and try to get exactly what is going on there. Thank you so much for listening this morning. Come back this afternoon. We're going to talk markets with Brant Heitman from BIS Commodities, doing that right here on AgriTalk.
Windows down, country sound, FM on the radio.
Anyone can choose to make a difference. You can help people succeed, rebuild after disasters, protect the environment, or feed the hungry. Not only will you make a difference for others, but for yourself. You can earn money for college, learn career skills, and make friendships that last a lifetime. Make a difference. Choose your future. Choose AmeriCorps.
When the game is on the line, championship teams know the game plan. They communicate and work together to win. We all need a game plan to protect ourselves online. Talk to family and friends so they know how to stay safe too. Create strong passwords, turn on multi-factor authentication, update software, and recognize and report phishing. Because online safety is not something you want to fumble. Get more game-winning tips at cisa.gov/secureourworld. Then share them with family and friends.
As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Fabrice. It's a classic odor tale. You fried fish for dinner, cleaned up, but the smell is still in the house. And the neighbors are coming over for game night. They're on their way. And then you spray Febreze Air Mist. Febreze Air starts working instantly to fight even your toughest odors, so you go from fish to fresh like that. Now all you have to worry about is Pam cheating at charades.
Breathe happy Febreze. La, 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 la.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. More than 20 states have filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration over $6 billion in frozen federal education funds, all for after-school and summer programs and other programs. North Carolina Attorney General Jeff Jackson says families across his state and the country